Revelation 7. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth so that no wind would blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. I saw another angel ascend from the sunrise, having the seal of the living God. He cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to harm the earth and the sea, saying,
"Don't harm the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads."
I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed out of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no man could number, out of every nation and of all tribes, peoples, and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, dressed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands. They cried with a loud voice, saying,
"Salvation be to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb."
All the angels were standing around the throne, the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before his throne and worshipped God, saying,
"Amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God for ever and ever. Amen."
One of the elders answered, saying to me,
"These who are arrayed in white robes, who are they, and from where did they come?"
I told him, "My Lord, you know." He said to me,
"These are those who came out of the great tribulation. They washed their robes and made them white in the Lamb's blood. Therefore, they are before the throne of God. They serve him day and night in his temple. He who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will never be hungry, neither thirsty anymore. Neither will the sun beat on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the middle of the throne shepherds them, and leads them to springs of waters of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."